Kirk Studel, the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, isn't a politician. He's an engineer and a career political servant who's been with MDOT since 1987. He isn't in the business of courting controversy. He just calls them as he sees them, whether the politicians like it or not. This week, he told the legislature it was significantly underfunding our highway system, and as a result, we can expect to see our roads swiftly deteriorate. And last week, he asked the lawmakers to do something that was very unpopular with the Ambassador Bridge Company. MDOT wants the legislature to approve financing for the opening phase of the proposed internationally owned Detroit River International Crossing Bridge, or DRIC, between the United States and Canada. MDOT's director says extra capacity is needed, and that the way to go is with a modern bridge built with both public and private funds, but jointly managed and inspected by both nations. Governor Jennifer Granholm supports the DRIC bridge. So do the governments of Windsor, Ontario, and Canada, and most Michigan business interests. But one man doesn't support it. Manuel J. Matty Maroon, the sole owner of the Ambassador Bridge. He wants to do everything he can to stop the DRIC bridge from being built. Instead, he wants to build a second span next to his old bridge, which was built in 1929 and has serious signs of wear. Environmentalists think putting two bridges in the same place would be a poor idea, and it makes little sense from the standpoint of traffic patterns. The government of Canada is refusing to give him the necessary permits, but he isn't giving up. Right now, he's focused on preventing the other bridge from happening. Maroon has never been shy about spreading campaign donations around, and he has his champions in the Michigan legislature, principally State Senator Alan Cropsey, who argues that Michigan doesn't have the money to spend on a bridge and that this should be left to the private sector. That argument might have some merit, except for two important considerations. This isn't merely about a bridge, but the United States and Canada's most important international crossing. More than $100 billion in trade flows across the river every year. To allow one private citizen to have complete control over that makes no sense. For years, Mr. Maroon refused to allow either nation to thoroughly inspect his bridge. The ambassador is also old and has many well-documented security concerns. Additionally, Matty Maroon has been anything but a poster child for good citizenship. Last week, a Wayne County Circuit Court judge ruled that he'd illegally constructed a duty-free store and gasoline pumps on property owned by the city of Detroit and ordered him to tear them down. The U.S. government is suing his company for improperly referring to itself as a federal instrumentality. And late last year, another Wayne County judge found that Maroon had illegally occupied part of the city of Detroit's Riverside Park and ordered his company to leave. Yet the Ambassador Bridge Company hasn't left the park and is now, belatedly, appealing. If our lawmakers exercise even the smallest amount of common sense and have even the slightest desire to protect Michigan's most important trading connection, doing the right thing about building a new bridge should be crystal clear.